I'm just joking. No, but thank you, Kate, from my behalf. Thank you for being with us today in studio, mate.
Kate, it's been lovely. Truthfully, thank you firstly for saying yes. And I suppose like somewhat last minute notice, I only gave you a couple of weeks to.
Hey, no, to all listeners to enjoy this interview with Kate, please join on our website live905.com.au today after 6:37 p.m. On a weekend, on a Business Insights podcast, there's going to be entire interview with this lovely guest of ours, Kate, and you can enjoy and find a way how to contact her.
Kate, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the time.
Today's bulletin brought to you by Your Sound, Your Community, Alive 90.5.
National Radio News.
Hello, I'm Emily Minnie. The Prime Minister has announced that Australia is moving into a new phase of managing COVID-19. He says Australia will move from suppressing the virus through four phases to eventually reach a stage where COVID-19 is treated like any other infectious disease. International arrivals via commercial flights will be reduced temporarily by 50%. But Scott Morrison says there will be more Commonwealth-supported repatriation flights. He also says they are considering alternative options for vaccinated return travellers.
We have agreed a new deal for Australians on the pathway out of COVID-19. A pathway from a pre-vaccination period which is focused on the suppression of the virus to one that sees us manage COVID-19 as an infectious disease like any other in our community.
And speaking to Sky News, National Senator Matt Canavan says Australia should open up when vaccine supplies are boosted.
Once it's available, once everyone can get it who wants it, let's open up. And if you're worried about the risks, go down to your pharmacy, go to your GP and get the vaccine. And if you don't want to do that, fine, that's your choice.
The New South Wales Premier says she expects COVID case numbers will continue to rise before they start to fall. The state has recorded 31 new cases of coronavirus overnight. Gladys Berejiklian says the numbers continue to reflect pre-lockdown activity.
We're anticipating that there could be an increase in numbers over the next few days, and then hopefully early next week we should see the impact of the lockdown really turning and having a positive impact.
The mayor of the New South Wales town of Bathurst, who's accused of involvement in blackmail, is weighing up his options as police continue to probe the matter. Frank Bonacorso reports.
Bobby Burke is at the centre of startling claims he pressed a work colleague to address and post a threatening letter to fellow councillor Jackie Rudge. The letter to Ms Rudge says she's not fit to serve on council because of her mental health issues. The letter calls on Ms Rudge to resign from council within 7 days or her mental health issues would be made public.
These are only allegations. I've already explained that to the police and I'm helping them in their investigation.
Mayor Burke has told National Radio News he'll consider his options during talks today with fellow councillors and the City General Manager, but wouldn't elaborate on whether that meant he'd step down. In a statement, council says it's awaiting a police update on the matter, but it's business as usual for now.
Turning to sport and in cricket, Matthew Mott has signed a 2-year contract extension, confirming he will coach Australia at the 2022 Women's ODI World Cup and Commonwealth Games. Mott, who was first appointed by Cricket Australia in 2015, will continue as coach until at least September 2023. The coming summer, featuring tests against India and England, will be quickly followed by Australia's bid to regain the one-day World Cup in New Zealand. Australia will then set their sights on a gold medal in Birmingham, where cricket returns to the Commonwealth Games in the form of a women's T20 competition before South Africa hosts the next T20 World Cup in 2023.
National Radio News, produced by Charles Sturt University, the Community Radio Network, and supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation.
And now for the latest weather on Alive 90.5.
Business Insights with Mario and Matt here live on a live 90.5 on this Friday afternoon. And you know, it's sunny out there, and it's warmed up a little bit since the start of 12 o'clock.
Since you just threw it, like, it's like I just stepped out now for the fresh air while the mate was preparing for the second hour, and it is warmer. It's a blue sky and some puffy white clouds.
Yeah, it's lovely out there. It's 18 degrees currently, and we have a top of 20 today, mostly sunny. Tomorrow, Saturday, mostly sunny, tops of 19. Give me a chilly one on Sunday, even though it's a sunny day, tops of 17, and we can hit as low as 5.
And now, on Alive 90.5, here's the latest traffic information.
In Matheson, Gwinda Highway near Waterloo Road, there's been an oil spill, traffic affected in both directions. Welland Bean to Tamora, Burley Griffin Way between Olympic Highway and Myvale Road. There's been some road damage there. Roads have been closed in both directions, unfortunately. Now, we've come to the second part of Business Insights with Mario and Matt. And there's a topic that I speak on quite a lot, mental health and suicide. And it hits quite close to home to me. And based on my personal experience, now being wheelchair bound due to my attempted suicide. Although, Mario, there's been some...
I have something to share with you because, you know, I recently... during this lockdown, I can see that most of the people are about to be confined to the space of their homes or, you know, wherever they are, hotel rooms in quarantine. I realize that every lockdown takes the even more mental toll on everybody around us, including myself. I can't say it's easy. However, I witnessed recently that some loss of the life, and it wasn't easy for me to absorb this. You know, usually, you know, people die and everything else, but unfortunately it reminded me of Matt Caruana, because, you know, somebody attempted to take a life and took the life. And I'd like to discuss today with you, Matt, how you can influence from your point of view. And I always come back, you know, on this radio show, Matt and I running, it's not just a pure discussion about business or entertainment. It is to give you tips, insights, and knowledge, and the tools that, after all, to be more successful, more happier. And I'm privileged always, from very first day I interviewed Matt Caruana in his studio, I was privileged to share with him his experience of the suicide. Now, life is hard, it's difficult, no question asked. And sometimes we're going to hit the wall, and we will be in position that we see that there's nothing else for us left. Nothing else. And we will try to find solution and try to find the help and, you know, someone assist us. However, unfortunately, some young lives, as I saw, they ended up with a death. And we are here today to discuss with you how you can go easier through this lockdown on mental level, and to help yourself, you know, to the expert, Matt Caruana, the gentleman, the boy, the young man who tried to kill himself and survived. He's the best example who can share with this with you and how it can help you. You're listening to Line 90.5 Business Insights with Matt and Mario. We'll take a short break, and after the break, we talk about mental health during the lockdown on Business Insights on Line 90.5.
Alive 90.5.
We are love. serving the Hills, Parramatta and Cumberland areas since 1992.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Jack. What's your name?
Sam.
Ah, Sam, nice. Where are you from?
Oh, I'm from...
Blacktown! Blacktown! Woo! Blacktown! Blacktown! Oh, Blacktown City, we love you! Blacktown! Blacktown! Oh, yeah? Yeah, don't think I've ever been.
Show your support and show up. Blacktown City FC. Your town, your team.
Hello, I'm Sam Mamone and Director of Cherrybrook Real Estate, the specialist in residential management. Call us on 9980 9860. We pride ourselves on taking the stress out of property management, looking after you and your investment at a competitive rate. If you need property management, call me, Sam Mamone from Cherrybrook Real Estate, 9980 9860.
Station sponsor.
It is possible to stop using drugs.
We can help.
Call Narcotics Anonymous, 1300 652 820.
Or look us up on the web, na.org.au.
13 minutes past one here on Alive 90.5 Business Insights with Mario and Matt. And we're in a sticky situation.
We are. You know, for do you know what's the exit plan from the COVID? Prime Minister just announced the 4-stage plan. So please, you know, refer to social media, you know, the news media outlets, and you can find out more about this. But Matt and I have today opportunity to be on our own studio due to COVID restrictions. So we can't have the guests in studio except ourselves. So we're going to talk about something what really can help you. And I truly believe that only person who can talk about mental issues and if you hit the obstacles, what to do, how to behave, it's a Matt Caruana. And I welcome you everybody on our live 90.5 Business Insights with Mario and Matt. And Matt, I start talking about young people hitting the walls and some of them obviously, you know, will not see the exit from the problems. Can you add something on this?
Absolutely. Let's start with the current situation. Because the thing is, with where we're at currently, we're in lockdown. And you know what? Truth be told, I mean, it's in everyone's faces. It's not a great situation. No one wants to be in the situation of lockdown. And we're, in a way, trapped. We're in house arrest. We can't go outside and go do the things that we love. Go do the things and see the people that, you know, we really appreciate, love, and spend time with them like we used to. We're limited. Just because our external is limited doesn't mean our internal should be as well. And so the thing is, what is this? What am I really talking about? Well, self-care. So just because the world's locked down doesn't mean you're in lockdown. How are you eating? Are you still eating healthily? Are you still exercising, keeping your body healthy? Are you still drinking enough water? You know, still talking to people, connecting with those that you love. You know, all these little things to make sure your cup is full, even throughout the worst of times. And the thing is, Mario, considering the things that I've gone through, there's still been some rough times. Hasn't always been perfect. Although things will get better if we make the conscious decision for them too. It is dependent on us, and we are all responsible for our own lives. That's what it all comes down to, because by saying, look, it's the government's fault, this, that, and you know what? They play a role in this, but although ultimately our lives are in our control, and if we were to say anything else, that we are becoming a victim, that's not healthy for us. Mario, what are your thoughts on this? Coming from your background, you growing up in a communist country, in your upbringing, facing war, and now living in Australia, what are your thoughts on that? By owning your own life, by doing that, does that make you more empowered or make you more of a victim?
Look, what I learned, it's, you know, now in my this stage of the life when I'm 48 years old, I realize very important thing is that we have no roadmap given to us by birth. You know, we don't know what the life is ahead of us and how it's going to be difficult or easy. Some kids are born into the wealthy families and, you know, they have a different lifestyle than, you know, other ones. But, you know, that's just a startup of the life. The most important thing is nobody can smash the obstacles except yourself. And it's difficult. You know, in communism, It was a challenging time. It was. I can't say it wasn't, but it wasn't like this. It was different. But what I'm seeing is that COVID lockdowns actually creating different environment, which is mentally challenged. And, you know, we can be so far, so long with the families, with the kids, with the wives, husbands. We can so far go, you know, not go to see the families outside of their homes, not to go to workplace. And people are changing, behaviors are changing. And I'm not a qualified person like yourself, you know, that I can say what people should do, what not should to do. I'm always encouraging people, as you say, like, you know, try to find some reason why to go ahead next day. It is always something there to reach. And the dreaming is for free. Even, you know, everybody can laugh to dream, you know I mean? Like, what it is all of. And I said to, you know, people around me, I say, I'm dreaming. And they say, like, how old you are? You should stop dreaming. Dreaming is for the children. I always dreamed. And I know that my dreams did come true. You know, with some great difficulties, of course, but, you know, there's a price to pay. But what I've seen challenged, as I said, my son is 18 years old. And what is challenged for me is to understand, when I was his age, 18 years old and 17, you know, he's the second year behind the screen. So all my life I'm listening as an adult right now till to this very moment, kids should be less behind the screens. Instead of this, the screen time is increasing rapidly. And this connection with his peers and the friends and colleagues and girlfriends, whatever it's calling them, right? It's diminishing by the minute, not by the month or week. And I think that this puts strain on young people, and that sometimes they, you know, saw the light before, and now it's just, you know, this screen, it's not reality. So how would you advise, if it's, let's say, in question, my son who is 18 years old, you know, I mean, facing these obstacles, how would you help the young people? Maybe the adults can apply as well.
First thing for young people, but this is really goes down to anyone, is they need a supportive network. A supportive network is crucial for everyone, because it's a place that, firstly, we feel comfortable with, and we can express ourselves openly. By not having that in place for ourselves, we are running a risk of potentially something going wrong. You don't want to, like, how comfortable would you feel if you were living in a building, in an apartment building, 19 floors high, and they had no fire plan? Something to go to, right? When things happen, right? Everyone needs things in place for themselves. And a supportive network has to be there. One thing you touched on, Mario, which I'm very, very glad you did, is to dream, is to have a purpose, find a why for the next day. What's my reason for the next day? Why do I want to wake up? Something to look forward to. That's going to give me some energy and drive and enthusiasm behind everything else that can really help me. And if you have something to look forward to, naturally, the day is going to be something we're a little bit more excited about. By being more excited about our days, naturally, our energy goes up. Our emotions go up. We feel better, right? We approach the day with more passion. And that's something that is coming from our heart, not so much from an external world. That's not the external saying, no, Matt, do this. Matt, do that. Matt, you can't do this. You can't do that. No, that's me saying from inside of me, I'm going to do this. And that's the most powerful voice we all have, is that internal voice inside of all of us.
Internal voice. Well, let's go wind up this segment. Internal voice. You're listening to Live 90.5 Business Insights with Matt Caruana, Mario Beckes on the Live 90.5 Business Insights. We apologizing. We are currently kind of host the guests in the studio. So this week and next week, Matt and I will have the people, our guests over the phone. However, I'm hoping you're enjoying this conversation with Matt Caruana. The guy, you should listen, because he knows how he knows. He's in wheelchairs, so ask him how he is. You're listening to Live 90.5 Business Insights with Matt and Mario.
Alive 90.5.
Am I living? Oh, what a funny thing to say. But there's alive and then there's living. Am I living for today? And I'm getting older with every memory.
your mama always said, look up into the sky, find the sun on a cloudy day, on a cloudy day. Wiser for holding close the friends I make. But if I'm wise, then why this feeling of a child that I can't shake? And I'm getting older with every memory I make. Now that I'm older, with these moments, will I live for them or just throw them away?
There's your mama always said, look up into the sky, find the sun on a cloudy day. There's your mama always said, look up into the sky, find the sun on a cloudy day.
The Insight Intelligence Group, specialising in Australian corporate investigations and information risk management, workplace investigations, competitor analysis, social media intelligence, reputational risk management, internal or external investigations. Professional and proactive, Insight Intelligence Group works with you to ensure the success of the investigation. Australia-wide or global, facts, not opinion. 02-882-9837. Insightintelligence.com.au.
Station sponsor.
Ever have that sinking feeling that you forgot to get the gas bottle filled for the barbecue or outdoor heater? Do you worry about transporting a gas bottle in the boot of your car? Kangaroo Gas has got you covered. Kangaroo Gas will deliver 8.5 kilogram gas bottles to your home or business. Call 0405 LPG LPG or go to kangaroogas.com.au. That's 0405 LPG LPG online at kangaroogas.com.au or find them on Facebook. Station sponsor.
26 minutes past one. Business Insights with Mario and Matt. You're listening live on Alive 90.5, your sound, your community. And we've had a quite an in-depth conversation so far. What does it mean to have an external voice versus hearing voices outside of you and relying on those voices outside of you? And the thing is, it is easier to listen to them because, you know what? That's what you hear. Although we actually hear ourselves, although how often do we suppress it? So Mario, I've got a question for you. You have a very, very interesting story, and I don't even know half of it, right? And so with your experience and the internal voice, I'd love to know, what was that voice there when you're in the midst of war?
I recently heard a quote, so right to this question, that we humans have a tendency to suffer more in our imagination than in reality. And that's absolutely true.
Wow.
Don't you agree with that one?
I do. Yeah.
We have a tendency to see things very dark and very bleak and very gray without actually seeing the environment around us. And it's hard. It's like, you know, the moment when I was in a war, particularly middle of combat, right? The only my inner voice was being how to survive. And I was asking for the guidance, you know, to the universe, God, whatever you want to called this, even the guys next to me. But my inner voice was always telling me, you know, everything's going to be okay. I think I know it's my subconscious talking to me, right? It's going to be okay. I try to imagine things. And many times was not okay. It would, I always come back to one thing. Everybody loves to talk about success, about power, how do you behave, how I do need to behave, what we need to do. How we need to talk, how we need to behave. Till the moment when you don't face the danger. The danger is real, right, of the death. When you face the danger of possibly losing your life without possibility to see your friends, the family, your wife, your husband, your kids, then you start different thinking. Then you come back to this primal mammal instincts, I'll call this, how to survive. You know what I mean? So you only what you can listen to yourself, it is what's the way ahead, you know. Then you sometimes lose your mind and you do stupid things as I did. You know, I was going against many advices. Don't go in the attic in the house, because if the shelling starts, it's going to hit the attic, of course. And it's going to go upstairs, you know, going to relax, romantic thinking. And of course, shelling starts and then I'm falling down from the second floor. Thing it is, we all have the inner voices. And that inner voice can incapacitate you in a way that you're going to do harm to yourself by thinking you're doing the greatest thing. And this is always I found difficulties to force myself to think positive. And
You can't.
You know, just it's hard. People didn't stay like, you know, like, I'll just give you an example. Like I was in some forest in one mountain and we're waiting for 48 hours in the midst of the snow. Like it's so cold, freezing. We're waiting to put in the ambush, right? And, you know, you have enough. You just want to run away. But then inside yourself, it's like another moment. It's going to happen. It's not like in the movies, everything 5 minutes. So inner voice says, give up. You know what I mean? And I was on the verge so many times in some actions to say, I can't do this anymore because it's pointless. And you want to end everything on the most brutal world for yourself. So it's hard to fight the voices because you have a good voice, you have a bad voice. Which one are we going to listen? So imagination is going to pick and choose which one will prevail. And I'm telling you from my experience, it was most darkest thoughts than the brightest, right? It was, I would say 85% of my thoughts has always been dark. Anytime in my point of life.
I think if any of us were to reflect on when our thoughts and our mind was quite dark, that's usually the loudest voice. As well.
It is.
Because
but why? You know what I mean? Why is that thing?
Because we want to hold resistance to it. We don't want that to be reality, right?
Yeah.
And if we push that away, what we're actually doing is we're putting more attention on it by saying, I don't want to think that. No. It's not helping. And if you're trying to think positive while really what's going on in the background is something completely different, you're only making that voice stronger.
Look, I enjoy talking to Matt Caruana, not because of his injuries and, you know, his... I must admire your bravery. As I always say, come back, you know, I must admire the people. And I'm... Listen, the very simple thing I can say, I saw the human suffering, you know, from point of view of the soldier or the combatant or the civilians and everybody else. As well as saw the people who benefiting on in the combat and in the wars and everything else. But I'm admiring you that you find the strength after you sustaining, you know, I mean, that injury due to your suicide, that you have the voice out. I am encouraging you, always coming to you. I've been inviting everybody, Matt Caruana, he is a public speaker and he does a lot of speaking to those most vulnerable, that's the children. You see, the adult is the adult, you know, I mean, nobody can convince me. Adult doesn't know what he's doing. If nothing else, you have the reason. The family, you know, need to be there for the family. Men should be there for the family. Regardless of everything, it's hard, it's tough. You know, I mean, that's a life. You know, I mean, you can't run away. You know, it's going to be this month, so on 23rd of July, my son had a brain surgery, which is a big one. You know, I mean, it was they're removing part of the brain. But I tell you, I showed the cowardness on the day of his surgery. The moment he went inside, I was so much afraid. So I was having that doubt in my head, you know. You know, I want everything to be great, but, you know, the doctor's words, which he need to tell you, he says, maybe he comes out of the surgery blind and deaf and everything else. I'm like, God, like, should I give that consent to be operated? And then I chose it. I was fighting, Matt, for 7 hours. I was fighting, you know what I mean? I fight against his mother and everything. And then when the doctor comes out, and they pull him out, and doctor says to me, I know what you're thinking. Everything's okay. He's recovering, right? Then guess what? Next moment, my son says, when he wake up, says, I don't see it. I can't see it. I'm like, God, like, it just, you know, life collapsed. But of course, a couple hours later, everything returned to normal. And but did you understand that urge inside on me? What am I going to choose now? Good or bad? As you say, resistance creates the more attractiveness.
Yeah, you're only creating more of that.
Yeah.
Can I just put you up on something that you mentioned? You mentioned you stepped into the cowardness.
Yes.
Why was that being a coward?
Because I bullshitted my son, you know what I mean? Like, to this very moment, and even today, and I used my, for example, I always said to my son, learn from my mistakes. You know, this is the free, priceless lessons. Don't just see my great things, you know what I mean? Now we can afford, you know, to buy the bread and milk or whatever you want to call on daily basis, which we couldn't many, many years ago. And again, because of my poor decision-making, you know, I brought my family to the knees. I did. So I'm the bravest guy, but the moment my son walked inside, I'm sorry, didn't walk, but actually he walked, but then, you know, they put him to sleep and, you know, what it is, right? I was the biggest coward. I should stay there in front of the door. As the most loyal soldier I was for 10 years, I wasn't.
It was personal to you. It was hard.
I was falling apart. But yeah. Did you understand? I was ashamed to myself in my eyes on my own. I abandoned his mother. I abandoned my son. Abandoned, like I try to say.
You just walked out.
I walked out, grabbed the coffee and smoked, like nothing happening. But actually, I was shivering. I was crying from time to time, you know what I mean? And, you know, and in my head, I saw one thing. If something goes wrong with my son, I'm going to be violent, you know? But again, I can't even justify this, mate. And I was coward. I was. Trust me, that's a cowardness. That's not a courage. People can talk to me about courage. I can talk about courage in war. I can tell you the story. I was very, very brave. No, mate, I was a brave because I was afraid. You can't do something brave if you're not afraid. That's the factor. Mm. That is, you know what I mean? But
it takes courage, right?
But cowardness is when you turn the back to the everything what you're preaching. Not because of society. I preach to my son, be strong, be this and that. Lucky he doesn't know, but now he knows because I told him this. I mean, his mother told him. I walked away because I was a coward to stay in front of the door. I chose to be in the garden of the hospital, Westmead Children's Hospital, having smoke and coffee rather than being there for him. And I admitted that.
One thing that, and so one thing that comes up as you're sharing that is, so because you were feeling afraid and scared, and you know what, man, I'm not a father. Right. And I mean, I had brain surgery, but I wasn't conscious. But to see your son going into that, I can only imagine what that would be for you. It sounds like you didn't ever address your emotions.
Never. And because that's my uprising, you know. I always been the guy. We all been uprising differently, right? But that's the reason I admire you. You have, I'll not call this body part, but you have a lot of this courage in you that you step out and you say, like, this is what I did there. I walk on that building. I make a conscious decision to jump and kill myself, right? I can't emphasize people that to jump is not a cowardness. The jump for me, it was your jump, I mean. Mm. It's a courage. I mean, you say to yourself, you Matt Caruana, I don't want nothing from the life, I just gonna go into death, right? But what the courage is lies down that you are now today, you sharing that knowledge, why this is actually cowardness, right? So courage is you speaking out. So, you know, we all have definition of
So
we'll take a break?
No, before we take the break, one thing I want to say is, Firstly, Mario, thanks for sharing that very personal story. But what it actually does, and like what I think is underneath that for everyone else that's listening, is guys, we all have emotions. We're all human, and we all need to address them. And the thing is, we become more whole and happier with ourselves when we do accept the emotions rather than fight it and try to not have it or try to fight the thoughts. It's not going to work. Guys, you're listening to Business Insights with Mario and Matt. Take a short break and we'll be back with you very soon.
You are listening to Alive 90.5.
If you'd like to know more about us, jump onto our website.
www.alive905.com.au.
Hi, Alan Barnes from Dural Pool Shop. A couple of thoughts about the importance of year-round maintenance. Keep your pool clean and clear. The perfect time to call us for friendly advice and help is now. We come to you, no job too big or small. We have all the chemicals and parts. Come and see us at New Line Road, Dural, opposite the Vicar Pub. Be sure to check our website at duralpoolshop.com.au. See how we can make swimming more enjoyable.
A proud station sponsor.
Heels to Hawkesbury Community News is a fortnightly free local publication packed with stories about local people, news, puzzles and a whole lot more, including history, a guide to community groups, tradesmen and a variety of local advertisers. Supporting the community for 35 years and as a proud sponsor of Alive 90.5, we believe it's important to keep our community connected. Enjoy your coffee with station sponsor Heels to Hawkesbury Community News. Pick up a copy at your local shopping centre, visit heelstohawkesbury.com. Or follow them on Facebook.
Penny's Crispy Pork Crackling is slow cooked for that big crunch and taste. Put some crunch in your munch. As a 100% Australian-owned business, Penny's Crispy Pork Crackling have been supplying deliciously crispy snacks in three crunch-tastic flavours, barbecue, chilli and original, to pubs, bottle shops, grocers and butchers in the Hills District. Order some now by visiting our website at pennyscrackling.com.au, spelt with a Y, or calling 02-8068 9664.
Station sponsor.
If that's the way it's gonna be, leave your shiny yellow key on the doorstep and start burning up your ties and take your coat of cash and the shirt right off my back. I don't mind, 'cause I'm gonna set this house on. No, you don't have to kiss and tell, 'cause you're only gonna hurt yourself. The minute that I walk in, you're trying to hold me down. Gotta shake your closet till I'm face flat on the ground. Don't know what you've been drinking every time you come around. So
take you.
'cause I'm gonna set this house on
Alive 90.5. 17 minutes to 2. This is Business Insights with Mario and Matt here on Alive 90.5, your sound, your community. Quite an in-depth conversation Mario and I are having, as we are don't unfortunately have anyone in studio today because of the lockdown restrictions, which is okay, although we were very blessed to have Kate McConville live with us. Now, we're speaking about some darker topics and some heavier topics. Although, Mario, I'd love to now speak about what the listeners can do for them. Because the thing is, right, this has happened. We're in lockdown. We can't change it. We can't change it. We're not the government. But we can change ourselves. How are you keeping yourself whole throughout this period?
Well, I try, you know, like as I said, like we all have the dark holes, you know, in dark days. So, you know, they're filled with obstacles, so days with challenges. I do have, you know, trust me, it's not like just wake up in the morning and see unicorns flying through the windows and, you know, golden rainbows and everything. I was like, it is all like that. But what I realized, this is a moment where I need to learn my patience. Patience is equal believing your faith. So my faith is that I'm going to achieve some certain goals. And I know that I need to stick with these goals. Otherwise, I'm going to, you know, sidetrack myself. I know myself. I read a lot and distance myself from social media as much as I can, because there's no reason to be in social media. Enjoy, you know, social media is not designed to you enjoy very much, because if you go on Instagram now, you and I, majority of the world, it's ready, you know, swimming, enjoying the summer overseas and everything else, while I need to see sitting in my house surrounded with the fog. You know, I mean, it's not such a bright idea. So me personally, I try to exercise as much as I can and looking at the things which I was lacking, which is knowledge. And if you want to be expert in health, what you're going to read? You'll not read the books above all, right? You're going to read books of health. And most importantly, I'm very thankful that I have opportunity to talk to you in person every week. You know, last year I was down in Cape Davis with me. For 6 months, we were here in the studio with nobody. And that was a big thing, you know, exchanging some thoughts, right? And it's not about vaccinations or traveling. We all craving for something. But I heard a quote, which is not mine again. They say, do you have the problem? Yes. Can you fix it? No. Why worry about it? And then it says, do you have the problem? Yes. Can you fix it? Yes. So what do you worry about? So you and I, we can't control nothing around us, except our thoughts and our little actions. That's all I can do. So I decided to supplement my brain with the things. And it's hard. It's like, you know, we are 16, 17 months in this lockdown and it's hard. But it's like, at least I need to push myself and hoping with my patience of faith that's going to be better, it's going to be there. That's how I do. And yourself? How we do?
I love how you brought faith.
Okay, and, please.
And because spirituality is such an important, integral part for me, yeah. Right? Because, and for some reason in society, it's something that we don't really talk about. Most people just dismiss it, you know, spirituality, faith, what's that? So yeah. For me, a big part of this for me is my meditation routine. And this is something that I do religiously every morning.
Interesting.
So, and what meditation means to me personally is the ability to be present. Whatever's going to bring you to the present moment, what that means is you're not thinking about the future, what's coming. You might become anxious because of it and all that stuff. No, you're not in that world that doesn't exist. And you're also not in the past where things had happened. Maybe you're depressed, you're upset, wish things were different. You're not in that world either, that doesn't exist. All that exists is now. So for me, meditation is what's bringing and pulling me into the present moment. That way I have the ability to not be so caught up and wrapped in my thoughts that are in my head, but no, just be. And so when you spoke about faith, the first thing that came up for me was spirituality. And so for me, throughout this lockdown, that's been the biggest thing that's kept my head above water. And what's also helped me push more is I'm still setting myself little goals as well. So outside of speaking, one thing I don't talk about too much, because I mean, most people don't relate to this, is I do Forex trading.
Yeah.
And so with the lockdown, it's also school holidays, I'm not calling schools, I've spent a lot more time in front of the charts and setting myself little goals on the charts as well, like how much percentage I want to make at the end of the month. Then maybe it was to also exercise. So for me, just getting outside. The ability, I mean, just the little act of getting outside, getting some fresh air, and when the sun, catching that when you can, brings us back to the present moment. Or at least eliminates how many thoughts we are having that aren't in the now. Because nature is the essence of all our lives. Would you agree?
I do agree to you. I'm just laughing because last night I went to do cardio, right?
Yeah.
And my coach is in boxing, and they said to me, just keep, you know, cardio, because, you know, we can't do boxing and these things. Anyway, I went to my local oval. And was very dark, you know. I mean, it was the lights, but it was very dark. And I was there, like, it was cold, freezing, and I was running on the train. And I think myself, like, well, it's very lonely world here, right? You know, I mean, I'm protecting people against the COVID in nature, right, on my own. But I can catch pneumonia or tuberculosis from the cold and everything. But I think that nature is very important here. You know, we can say whatever we want, but I believe, as much as difficult it is, and we spoke about this, it's an inner voice, and that inner voice, it can be very friendly or it can be very unfriendly. And last night I found this very unfriendly because I was agitated, you know, maybe situation and on my own in running in rain, and I bump into one girl, she was running, I didn't even know she's running, like I was just like, Jesus, like, and there was like people in a dark on oval, I didn't saw them.
Yeah,
right?
Of course.
Like, I said, so I'm not only running, I mean running there, but I can see that everybody's evolved itself, but they want to communicate, right? So I wasn't the last one running, so it was running around me sort of because I was the slowest one. So. But I do agree to you, it's a nature, it's very important, Matt, yes.
One thing that you just mentioned that I thought was really interesting is that everyone wants to communicate but no one's talking.
That's correct, you know, because, you know, I think the people, they become judging each other by many, many, many elements and aspects of their life. You know, are you vaccinated, you have the mask, or, you know, you're tall, you're short, or this and this. And they don't know, like, you know, they don't know how to behave, particularly in that pitch black. You know, it's like it was just like funny thing. But I think that everybody needs a hug, right?
Yeah,
different hug. So, you know, sometimes you want to be hugged by a stranger, right? And as much as this is childish, people believe that hugging is not important. Hugging is very important. And it's not just the closeness of the person like you and I, and it is sort of comfort, right? It's that protection, sort of, you know, that's how we're going to call. And I remember in the army, when I was in the army, like, you know, we used to be hugging each other quite often. I mean, like a Teletubbies,
yeah, right,
you know,
right, yeah.
And
like Teletubbies.
Yeah, like it was a strange feeling, but people want to run yesterday, right? I think the fears are, everybody has a different fears and expectations. So I start chatting, and I mean, everybody start chatting, and you know, I'm the footy player, and this one, she plays, you know, something else, and the other gentleman was there. They're all sprinting and running, and I'm like, so slow. And I said, why are you exercising? I said, I'm going to compete in boxing. We're like, oh. But the thing is, you know, I'm making fun of myself, and they were entertained, and I was happy with that one. But the moment the light's gone off, on an oval, right? And I saw there's a literally pitch black. I saw the faces are changing.
Wow.
And that's where we are, you know, like nobody can get lights for us. Nobody can show us a pathway. I said at the beginning, we're not born with a roadmap. You know what I mean? You know, unfortunately, roadmaps of our cities have been built because they already exist. But you and I, nobody gives us a roadmap. You are the roadmap, drawing roadmap for those, Matt, who are the need most, those suicidal or preventing the people in suicide. You draw that map for them. And every of our listeners right now sits at home and they're listening our mumbo jumbo. And if it's here now, some nice speaker, you know what I mean, public speaker from, motivational speaker from US, you know what I mean, with the big names, they'll perceive differently. But you don't need nobody to make you successful, happy. You just need you. Just need you, because 80% doesn't care about your problems. And 20% says, like, I don't, you know, thank God it's not me. You know, that is reality, you know what I mean? And that's everybody's day. It's a competition. See, doesn't matter how much money we have, you and I, let's say, you know, Matt, he drives the, you know, the biggest Porsche, you know, the $250,000. And I drive, let's just say, my Hyundai, right? But we are both in lockdowns. We both need to see a home.
So who cares about the Porsche?
Correct. So Porsche can make you happy, but, you know, nobody can tell you how to live your life except yourself.
So all that's left is you.
That's correct. So stop watching this, you know, media and everything else. Anyway, Matt, it's up to you.
Guys, we'll leave you with those thoughts for a little bit. We are 6 minutes to 2 o'clock. We're going to have some music, and then we'll be back just to wrap the show up. Stick around, guys. It's been an interesting conversation. Business Insights with Mario and Matt.
You're fired.
Alive 90.5.
Proud sponsors Linden Electric have been best in class since 1977, providing unparalleled electrical expertise in commercial, industrial, and laboratory solutions. This dynamic family-run team prides themselves on over 43 years' worth of client-focused results based on their core values of quality, safety, and integrity. Linden Electric, experts in electrical, 9890 9663 or email james@linden.net.au for a booking. Station sponsor.
Term 3 courses are open for enrolments at the Parramatta College, and you have the option to learn either face-to-face in the classroom or online via Zoom. Courses include leisure and lifestyle, languages, computer skills, business and work skills. Fee-free training is also available. This training is subsidised by the New South Wales Government and eligibility criteria applies. Improve your personal and professional development with the Parramatta College. Enrol today. Call 9687 2072 or visit parramattacollege.edu.au. Station sponsor.
We all love a good chat, but there are some conversations you can't have with the neighbour over the fence. If you're struggling, you can now chat to Lifeline online. This online service is available every night. Search Crisis Chat or visit lifeline.org.au.
I've been holding on to pieces, swimming in the deep end, trying to find my way back to you, cause I'm needing a little bit of love. Lately I've been counting stars, and I'm sorry that I broke your heart. It's something that I didn't want for you, but I'm stepping on broken glass, and I know this is my final choice. All I'm trying to do is find my path to you. I got voices in my head and there's a definite silence. I got voices in my head and I can lie. I've been holding on to pieces, swimming in the deep end, trying to find my way back to you, cause I've needed a little bit of love. A little bit of love, I need a little love. Just like the air I'm breathing, these open wounds ain't healing. Trying to find my way back to you, cause I've needed a little bit of love. A little bit of love.
just like the air I'm breathing.
That was Tom Grennan there with A Little Bit of Love. That is a song personally that I truly love, and I'm really happy that I played that. And I think just listening to that song right now, it's brought up a lot for me. And I think what we can all do is take away a little bit of a message from that song. Everybody can use a little bit of love, each every one of us, myself, Mario, and you, the listener. A little bit of love is what is going to, firstly, help us feel whole than ourselves, but also help us come back to who we really are, and that is love. That's deep within each and every one of us. Guys, once again, I just want to thank each and every one of you for listening to Business Insights with Mario and Matt. What a time this has been. We had a great conversation early on with Kate McConville.